Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz. Welcome to the podcast. And if you missed today's show, well, here's what happened. People are hiding food from other family members in their own home.
Not just a few. Quite a few.
I've had some text messages, yeah.
Yeah. When I'm pregnant, zebra cakes are my jam, so I hide them in my closet and take mini mom breaks.
Those are little Debbies, right?
Yes. Mini mom breaks. That's awesome. We have a mini fridge with a deep freezer in our bedroom, so we hide cinnamon gummy bears and ice cream bars and popsicles.
So they have their own quarantined off refrigerator.
Yes, wow. Apparently.
I feel like if I knew my parents had that in their room, that would be the first place I'd check.
Right.
And I love the frozen gummy bears. I mean, that's just very original.
I've never
original.
Had that, yeah.
Maybe there's a lock on it. It's interesting. Family Life Radio.
I'll hide some things that I really love and like to indulge in. I will never get any in my family.
So that's why you're doing it, because you'll never see it.
Of course, and I never even taste it.
So what kind of things are you hiding?
Well, it can be anything that I like. A bag of raisins, a bag of maybe chocolate-covered blueberries that it takes me maybe a month to eat, and then my family will eat it in 2 days.
Yeah, that's your family.
Wait, I'm sorry. They're stealing your raisins?
Yeah. I know, right? My cranberries.
I can see the chocolate-covered blueberries. That makes sense.
Raisins,
aren't those good?
Those are good.
Oh, you get them at Costco? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I knew those were in your house, I'd eat them too.
Guys, the only bad thing is that when you hide something, you got to remember where you hid it.
True. Mm-hmm. Oh, how frustrating that would be.
And my wife does forget.
Does she?
She does. Well, she'll be like, oh, I forgot about thee.
That's your opportunity, Kenkel Fritz. It's your opportunity. Jump in.
So somebody, you got a friend that is dealing with something difficult, and you try to help them out. You give them some great advice, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I was having this conversation with a friend of mine, and I'm looking up scripture. I'm just giving this solid advice, and she's like, yes, this is amazing. And then she realizes halfway through, she goes, wait a minute. We had this conversation in reverse like a year apart. And last time it was me giving you these scriptures and giving you this advice.
Wait a second. She gave you advice a while ago and you're giving it back?
Yes. And so we got to talking about why is it when somebody else has a problem, you can see so clearly the solution. You can see the advice. You can see the applicable scriptures. But when it's you and you're inside that issue, you can't do that for yourself. It's like, what is it that blocks us from taking our own advice?
You know, I think part of it is this. When you're in the middle of something really difficult, you can't see the forest for the trees. Mm-mm.
Too much.
So maybe even if it was good advice that you had for somebody else, you're not in that mess.
Hmm.
So you're separated from it. You can maybe see it a little bit better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think you just get buried in all the details and you just can't even see how you're just caught up in this like
right,
whirlwind,
yeah.
You know?
But you're right. We should take our own advice.
And I think this goes back to what we've actually been talking about on the show quite a bit lately is just that need for friendships and relationships and, godly connections where people can get us refocused on the truth. Because mm-hmm. apparently I can't do it for myself in the moment.
Yeah, it's interesting. It really is. I mean, we all most of the time know the right thing to do, but we don't follow through on that.
Yeah.
There's something that just takes a little guts to do and faith in the Lord, and that is to give your friend the freedom to speak into your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
True.
It's hard to do because if you really mean it,
you're going
to
get it.
It's going to come your way.
Hard truths are going to be there. Mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you need help, call us at 888-888-9976. We have great advice. We're not taking ourselves.
Family Life Radio.
So are you in the right job? Here's why I'm asking this question.
I ask this question every day.
Well, I was getting my hair cut the other day, mm-hmm. and I was just talking to the lady that was cutting my hair and asking her what she liked about her job and this and that. She said, I don't like to talk to people. And I don't have to at this job unless they say something.
She says this to
you? Yes.
Wait, okay, was that also a commentary on you talking to her?
Like, I don't
know.
You kind
of messed this up for me.
I'm like, now what do I do? I guess I won't say anything from now on.
Wow, that's a little uncomfortable.
I just don't know where along the way in cosmetology school or whatever is, you know, your hairstyling school, did you realize you would be talking to a lot of people?
Oh my goodness. I'm trying to think. I have never been to a hairdresser, nail person, anything where we didn't chat the whole time.
Right.
In fact, it feels very uncomfortable not to say anything.
You feel like you need to.
Therapeutic.
Yeah.
Yes, to have that little chat.
Yeah.
And so might we suggest that she trades places with my dental hygienist?
Sally, now there you go. That is perfect.
Hey, I'm Josh Baldwin. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio. As a listener-supported ministry, God is using you to be a part of a story of a life changed.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org. Thank you for making hope possible.
If you have good news, we want to hear your story. Call us at 888-888-9976. Tell us what happened.
I was heading to work today, and I was passing this state prison bus. It hit me that before Jesus, that would have been me.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Were you headed that direction?
I was a very angry, bitter child, very full of hate. When I was 14, my grandparents got custody of us. And my grandmother made me go to church. I hated God at that point. And it was through the love of our home group, I finally saw Jesus, that I got saved.
You're pretty much sure you would be on that prison bus, but here you are calling a Christian station. Talking about that you're not the same anymore.
Listening to Jesus music.
Amen.
Yep.
That's a beautiful story.
How would you describe your life prior as opposed to today?
Well, prior to Jesus, I hated my mother. I literally had a diary of ways to take her life.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Yeah.
I can see why you thought you'd be in that prison.
Yeah.
Wow.
And all things are new now, huh? How do you see your mom now?
I have forgiven her, and she and I actually have a relationship.
Oh, wow.
And I realized that most of what she did to me was not really her fault because she's mentally disabled.
Okay.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. It's very inspiring. And it shows the difference that somebody can make in someone's life.
Yeah.
Right. Going down this road? Nope. Now you're going to go that way. Love it.
That's beautiful. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
Hey, if you enjoy the good news today, the only way it works is if we get new people telling us their good news stories. We know that God is doing something good in your life. Maybe it happened a while ago. Maybe it just happened. Tell us that story right now. Call this number, 888-888-9976. Talking about conflict resolution, it is Kiss and Make Up Day.
Good day.
Yeah, so you can do that. But we're just wondering, you know, you get into a tiff. What's the best way to overcome that? You got something for us?
About 16 years ago, my dad was killed.
Oh, sorry.
He was working at our church, and a tree fell on him. And my parents had been married for 49 years. So the day after, all of us children and our spouses were sitting with my mom. She had gone to get the laundry, and she took out every item of my dad's that was dirty and smelled it. As she smelled each piece of the dirty laundry, and she said, "Kids, let this be a lesson. If I could have every moment that we ever fought or said unkind things to each other, I wish I could have those moments back." I would spend them loving him and telling him how grateful I was for him. Okay, my mom has passed away since then, but every single time I get upset with my husband, or really anybody, I go back and I see her in that chair smelling his dirty socks and sobbing, and just remind myself, if my husband should pass away tomorrow, do I want to worry about the time I could have spent loving him? And I tell you, we have had no major arguments since then.
Really? So that right there changed it all.
That is one of the things I call a gift from grief.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just to appreciate who you're with. And
yep.
No, they may not be there the next day.
They may not be there. And then you have to ask yourself, was that argument really worth it?
Right.
Was it really worth it to be right?
Mm-hmm. And isn't that what it's all about? Is
oh, that's what it's all about.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is.
Yes. That pride issue.
Well, convicting. I heard a statement say you can either be right or be happy.
And that is so true.
It's for the husband, right?
Hey, now. I really need your help with something. If you can just listen real closely, just grab a chair, sit down. If you're driving, you're sitting down already. And listen to this. It's a phone call that came in earlier. Just trying to figure out what's going on. Here we go.
Okay.
I won't talk long and that, but a friend taught me this, and I just blew it because of what I just said. And that, but when...
Okay, so this is the part I don't understand, and it's this part right here.
I won't talk long and that, but...
That right there, let me back it up. This part.
And that...
She said, I won't talk long and that...
Okay.
And then later on, said it again.
I just said, and that.
So, okay, this is somebody from Michigan.
Okay.
I love Michigan. I used to live there, but I don't remember this. If you live in Michigan, is this true? Is and that something you add on to whatever you're saying? And why are we adding it on? I'm just cute. I don't get it.
Well, that reminds me, because I'm originally from Texas.
Right.
And, okay, as an example, my family might say, oh, man, they had all manner of fresh vegetables and whatnot at the farmer's market.
Oh.
Whatnot.
And what is a whatnot?
I'm going to, you know, run some errands and whatnot.
How much per pound are the whatnots?
I don't know.
Do y'all have deep fried whatnots? So I need your help. If you're in the Michigan area, do you understand what's with the...
I won't talk long and that.
And that.
And that.
I don't know what that's all about, but we're adding in one to the sentence. That.
Or what do you add on and where are you from? Maybe each state has their own thing.
Yeah, where are you from? And you notice people around where you are talk a certain way. Or add certain words, or, you know, it could be a whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do it all in one sentence here. So give us a call and that if you have a whatnot to share. All right, here's
Very
our number.
Good. It's impressive.
888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
Family Life Radio.
Hi, this is Nori. I'm calling with a joy report.
Awesome.
I've got joy.
So what is bringing you joy? Call right now, 888-888-9976. Hey, cool. Well, what's bringing you joy?
I get to bake. I love baking, and I'm baking in the house, and I'm listening to your music, and I just enjoy baking so much.
One way to show that you love to bake is to share that baking with others.
I didn't know you were going to head
That's
in that direction.
Right. That's right.
And he's like, I could use a cookie.
You mentioned that you're in Tucson. You want to bring it on by? I guess you could.
Oh my. Shameless.
That's right.
Shameless.
So what are you baking this morning?
Pumpkin cake treats.
Ooh.
What?
I love
okay.
anything pumpkin.
Now I'm begging.
That's hilarious.
All right, I know where your office is. Bye.
Well, you enjoy your baking today. That's fun.
I will. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, God bless.
Bye. Bye.
So what kind of joy do you have to report? Call us right now. 888-888-9976. We've been trying to figure out what is this all about here.
I won't talk long and that, but a friend taught me this.
So... It's the and that. This is a lady that called in from Michigan. I love Michigan. It's a beautiful state. I used to live there. But I don't remember hearing
and that
added in to things. And we're wondering, what kind of things happen to you locally where you live? Is there a certain accent or certain words they add in or replace for others? Misty brought up whatnot for Texas.
Mm-hmm, yep.
They use whatnot a lot.
We do.
So, yeah. How do we... What is this?
I won't talk long and that.
All right. So she won't talk long.
and
so,
that.
Help us out here. What do you think?
I'm from Ohio, and so when I moved to Michigan, I noticed there was a really different accent here.
Right.
Very Uperish. I thought that was the only thing that was weird, but I've never heard anyone end a sentence and that. It's so funny.
For people that don't know what a Uper is, I do because I used to live there, but explain what that is for everybody.
What I know it as is a different accent. When I came to Michigan, it was to meet my now husband's mom, and she had this accent where she's like, I'm going to cook some food on the pot. And I'm like, what is she saying? And now I talk like that, apparently, but I mean, you just say like O's as ah, and you know, ooze. It's kind of a funny Uperish accent. That's what it is here, I guess.
I like that.
I do too.
You're going to cook what now? Say that again.
Well, she's going to cook dinner, and she's going to cook some food on the pot. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is this?
Food on the pot.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the morning show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.